other two, though he's chayiv. And now you say no, he's potter even for the other two also. The Chorus Kashin Adodi. Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna Bret Rav Yeshua LeKashin. There's no stira. Maybe Rav Yeshua means to say like this. Kan Bedalus, that's by the oifers, by the birds. And Kan Bedale Dalus, that's by the Assyrian safe for the Mincha. For Rav Shimon, Sovula, Rav Kiva B'chodah. He holds like Rav Kiva in one prat, that he holds that a Kohen Gadol is potter from Dalai Dalas, that he can never bring a Korban Asir Sefer. That was the pasuk before, that a Kohen Gadol only has a chiyuv to bring once a day, or twice a day, the Milchus Kavito, the Asir Sefer, Machtes Baboik or Machtes Berif. But that's all, no other Asir Sefer. So a Kohen Gadol, if he has to bring a Korban Oilu B'Yorid, and let's say he'll be very, very poor, he'd be potter from the Dalai Dalas. So this much Rabbi Shimon agrees to. That Rabbi Shimon Savulok Rabbi Kiva B'chada. Upolagula B'chada, he argues on him in one point. Savulok Rabbi Kiva B'dali Dalas the Potter. He agrees to Rabbi Kiva that a Kohen Gadol is Potter from a Dalai Dalas. From a Dalai Dalas, that's the Mincha Asir Seifa. That's the Potter, he's only Chayiv his own Asir Seifa, the Mincha Chavito. But not from a Korban Eilu B'Yerit. But Upolagula B'dalas. But what's going to be if he has money enough to buy oifers, birds, or else to buy behemoths? Then he yells to be chayiv. Usually, the Kohen Gadol is chayiv. The only time he'll be potter, if only if he's that poor, the Dali Dallas, it's in the case, let's say, but a Bayesh Sheni, where they did not support the Kohen Gadol, they did not give him money, and he'll be a real poor person, and the only thing he could afford to bring is just the Mincha Chavita, in this case, he'll be potter. Therefore, there's no stir in Rabbi Shimon. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon, Sol Kachiva B'chodom, the potle le Mashiach B'dali Dalas, means their korban Aaron Ubonav. He parted him from the Dali Dalas, upholing le B'chodom, B'dalas. Tilu Rabbi Kiva, potle nami B'dalas, the Kamesh Shay Mishav, because he makes the drosha. Since he's not B'chval, the Assyria Seifla, he's not B'chval the other two either. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't make this drosha. Shimon also knows, even though a Kohen Gadol cannot bring the Dali Dalas, but the other two, if he has money enough to buy your birds or to buy behemoths, he'll be chayiv in the korban of the yerid. So for there's no spirit in Rabbi Shimon. Now, what do you say? El Hashem Kohen Gadol chayiv. Or Kohen Gadol, instead of Shimon holds the Kohen Gadol is not chayiv by the avera of Tumas Mikdash Kodeshiv. This one not. The other two, yes, at least by the Dalas and by the Ashirus. But the Tumas Mikdash Kodeshiv, here Rabbi Shimon says the Kohen Gadol is potter completely. Now why? Why is the Aveira of Tumas Mikdash different than a Shmiyas Koil or Bitus Vasayim? They're both the all of Korban Eilu B'Yerid. So Machiske Chisk says like this. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he says the Kohen Gadol is Potter from Tumas Mikdash Kodeshov? The Pasuk says, V'nichrusso ha'nefa shehi mitzoich ha'kal. Says if you do the Aveira of Tumas Mikdash, meaning if you're Tomei and you come into the Beis HaMikdash, so if you come to Beis HaMikdash when you're Tomei, so it says, V'nichrusso ha'nefesh shehi mitzoich ha'kal. So it's mashma like this, Mishe korbonoi shovel ha'kal. Somebody that has korban is nichlal in the kal's korban. Yotzezeh goes out of Kohen Gadol, shein korbonoi shovel ha'kal. At least on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has his own korban. And the korban is lechapur in Yom Kippur on Tumas Mikdash Kodeshov. That's what we have in Shavuos, that the korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur are being lechapur on the chatoim that Klal Yisrael did of Tumas Mikdash Kodeshov. So since the Kohen Gadol has his own kapora on Yom Kippur, he's not the klal the kapora of the klal, therefore he doesn't have this korban of a Tumas Mikdash. The Pesuk says again, V'nichrus ha'nef Hashem mitoich ha'kal, that misha korbanos shav l'kal. It means all the Yechidim, they have their korb, their kapora together in Yom Kippur, they have a korban Eilu B'Yorid by Tumas Mikdash. Ma'ashenke in Yotzezeh, the Kohen Gadol, Shein Kabona Shavu L'Kal. For the Gemara, if that's the Svarim came, if so, Nosi Nami should be the same Svarim by Nosi, by a Melech also. And Kabona Shavu L'Kal, he's not Shavu to a Kal. A Nosi has a different type of a korban. A Nosi has a Sawyer. And the rest of the cow, when they do a chet, they bring either a kisva or a sira. But a melech also has its own special korban that we always had before. Yotze nosi, nosi has his own korban. Rashi says, to maybe sawyer, because he brings a sawyer. they mischaprim bepar b'shayim ois hashonu. The Maikatoni and Mashiach Lukhutei Potter, but Tumas Midosh. Here, the Chura, Anosti is different than the Yochid. Anosti is different. Some more answers. Shoga the Kapora the Yom Kippur. But they know, at least on Yom Kippur, they have the same type of a Kapora. For the Gemara and Kenev saw Kanim Nami, Loi Shovu the Kal, the Kapora the Yom Kippur. So you tell me now, you have to be Shovu with the Kal and the Kapora on Yom Kippur. So not only the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohanim also. The Kohanim have their Kapora with the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. They do not have their Kapora with the regular Kal. They have the Kapora with the Kohen Gadol's Korban. So in Kohen, if so, Kohanim Nami, every Kohen should be potter then from a Korban, Olubiyarid, by Tumas Mitzvah Shekodoshev. Since he has his own, they have their own Kapora with the Kohen Gadol, not with the Kal. But the Marim Kohen, if so, Kahanim Nami lo shavu l'kal tikaporo v'yom kippurim. Samura says no, it's enough that Kahanim ashavu l'kal b'shar mitzvahs d'shana kula. Since the rest of the year Kahanim have the same type of the kaporo as any other yochid, where the tzibur does the chet and the Kahanim listen, they're also b'chlal the power of the tzibur. So since the Kahanim are b'chlal the kaporo of the tzibur the rest of the year, that's enough. Gemara says, if so, Moshiach Nami should be the same swear by the Melech, by the Kohen Gadol. Moshiach Nami, Hashava B'Shar Mitzvahs D'Shana, that the Kohen Gadol also has the Kapara Shar Shana, like we had in the Mishnah before. Even if the Kohen Gadol paskin wrong, but let's say the Bezna Gadol also paskin wrong, and he does along with the Tzibur, we had before the Kohen Gadol has his Kapara with the Tzibur. So it comes out that a Kohen Gadol also has the Kapara with the Tzibur. Even though on Yom Kippur is different, but Shar Yemos Hashana, if the Kohen Gadol does the same Chet the rest of the Tzibur does, he does not need his own Kapara. It's enough to have a Kapara of the Tzibur. Since so, a Kohen Gadol should be in the Parsha of this Korban Olu V'Yared by Tumas Mitzvah Shekodoshev. So Marin says, Elo Amar Rova, Eimach, he said like this, Mi Shechatosai Shavol Yechidim, or my new cow, only the chator that shavat all yechidim. And who is that? Somebody that's bechlal the cow. My shenkin, a Kohen Gadol is always different. A Kohen Gadol, even though he does the same chet as the tzibur does, but a Kohen Gadol only needs a kapora if he first has a psak. He has to paskin wrong himself first. And that's different than the rest of the tzibur. The rest is, Omer Rav, Hotim, Mitzayach HaKal, Mi Shechotah Shavul Yechidim, Demechoye B'Shirgas Maisa. It has to be that Yechayev a Korban just for Shigas Maisa Bilvad. The Yechidim Shechoto B'Shigas Maisa Maisi Kochad. The regular Yochid, if he does a Chet just with a Shigas Maisa, he forgets what he's doing. Without a Psak, he's Chayev a Korban. Then there's a Klal. That's called the Klal the Kal. Mashenk in the Kohen Gadol. If he does the Chet Tam B'Shegeg, he's Potter from a Korban. So you have to call Yashma Soma, Kohen Gadol is only Chayiv if he paskins wrong first. So therefore, Kohen Gadol is called different than the Kal, is not Bechlal the Kal. That's from Shimon Svara, that by this Korban of the Averi of Tumas Mitzvah Shekodeshev, since the Pasuk says, V'nichraso, Hanef Mashim, Mitzvah Kal, it's only Ba'odi Yechidim that they have the same Korban as the Kal. Mashek of the Kohen Gadol, that has a separate Chayiv by himself, only if he paskins wrong first, so therefore he's not bechlal the korban of Tumas Mikdash. Senechanami, he's bechlal the korban of Leviyarid by Tumas, by Shmias Koil, and by Pitus Vasayim, if Shimon holds the Kohen Gadol is chayiv the korban, or at least he's chayiv the dalas and the Ashiras part of it. Only by Tumas Mikdash, it is a special poster that says Mitoch HaKal, for the Averi of Tumas Mikdash, you have to be mamish shova to the rest of the Kahal. And the Kohen Gadol is different. If the Kohen Gadol stam makes some mistakes and walks, yeah. Therefore Kohen Gadol himself is different. Look, that's from Shimon Svara, Kohen Gadol is potter. He's not potter Kahal. Hermos says, Reb Lezer Oimer, Ha Nosi Mevi Soyer. Elazar says the Nasi, he has to always bring a soy. He always brings the he-goat. Now, Amar Rabbi Yechirichin says, Lo Yomar Reb Lezer, Ela betumas mitzvah gedoshim. When did Rabbi Elazar mean to say that if the melech does one of these chatoim, he is not chayav the regular korban oleh v'yorid, but he has his own korban soyer? He only meant to say it by the tumas mitzvah gedoshim. This one chet. Why? Why if a melech, the king, goes into the base of mitzvah when he's tamei, does he have to bring a soyer? Hoyel v'nema kores boy kibakfua. Because it says over here, a chat is like a korban kavua. By tumas mitzvah gedoshim, it says it like a korban kavua. Rashi says, like a regular chatis kavua. That everybody agrees that the king, when he does the chet, that the rest of the tzibur is chayiv a kisva, he's always chayiv a soyer. Hoyel v'domi l'chatis. Since it's like a chatis kavua, linyan chorus. Because tumas migdosh, l'maisa the avera, the oynish is a chorus. So it's like a chiyav chatis. So just like by his chatis, the nosi always has to bring a soyer. So by the avera of tumas migdosh, if you go in the mezid, the chayiv chorus, therefore he says also the melech has his special korban soyer. Mashenken, the other two averes of shmiat koil or bitis fosayim, there there's no chorus. If you make a shrua sheker, you're not chayiv chorus. But since there's no chayiv chatas over there, there he agrees that a melech is also chayiv the korban oil of yorin. Mashenken, by the chet of tumas mikdosh, since there's a chayiv chorus, and usually a melech by a chayiv chorus has a chayiv to bring a sawyer, so therefore here by tumas mikdosh, he also has to bring his goat and not the regular korban oil of yorin. That's Rabbi Elazar's svara. Since there's a chiyav chorus here, it's like a korban kavua. Omer Papa says, "How can I make this svar also? These sakad, if you tell me and think, these sakadaitach, Reb Leza, Akulin Kamer, he's saying on all of them, Michti, let's see, Soyer Nosi, Opar Moshiach, that the Melech brings a Soyer, and the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par. By regular chatoim, regular chiyav chatis, their korbanos are a cholik, that a melech always brings a soyer, a he goat, and the kohen gadol has to bring a par. Now, b'mokim yochid lechatis koi, that if b'mokim a regular yochid brings the korban chatis, that's when they bring their par or their soyer. Now, neisin nami moshiach, soyer, not with the par moshiach, b'mokim yochid lechatis koi. So neitzin nami Moshiach, maybe par b'shmias kol v'itzvasayim. Why don't I say then that what that a kohen gadol by the chet of shmias kol v'itzvasayim, he should have to bring his par also, since that's his special korban. Maybe the kohen gadol always has to bring a par. Elo midaloi ketoni Moshiach. Since you did not learn this halacha by a kohen gadol, shemamina, that's a proof. Atumas nishdash of koi. He's only talking about the chet of Tumas Migdash. So therefore the Mashiach Potter. But that's the question, why didn't Rebbe Elazar include a Kohen Gadol? To say the Kohen Gadol's carbon also was only a par, not a regular oil of Yorin. Since he didn't include the Kohen Gadol, because we're only talking about the chet of Tumas Migdash. Tumas Migdash we had before does not apply to the Kohen Gadol. Therefore it only says the Chiddush by a Melech. That a Melech by the Tumas Migdash, instead of bringing a regular oil of Yerid, he has to bring a carbon soya. Oh, Malay Rafuna Brady Rav Nasser Papa, Mimai, who told you this? Dilma maybe Reb Leza Akula Koi. He's talking about all three. He's saying what the Melech always has to bring a soya, even by Bitas Vasayim. Over Mashiach Savla Kavakiva. By a Kohen Gadol, the Kavakiva. The Yom Mashiach Pata Mikulun. And the reason why he didn't bring down a Kohen Gadol, because maybe he heard Blaz also like a Kiva, that a Kohen Gadol is potter from all three, since he's not in the parsha of Tumas Migdash, he's not in the parsha of the other two either. Omalei, Omalei, Rabbi Kiva, mi potale, mi par.
According to Rabbi Kiva, that he says that Kohen Gadol is potter from the Korban Oil of a Yerd by Tumas Migdash and Kadeshav, and who are then all the other two, but he doesn't mean to say he's potter completely. He only means to say maybe that he's potter from the korban oil of a yerid, but it could be a par he's still chayiv. Is he potter from a par? No. So therefore, should have brought down Mashiach, should have brought down the locha of the Kohen Gadol also. Because since they bring it down, it's a proof, like we're saying, like Vesula Midi, we don't need any other proof. That the Blaz only says it by Tumash Mikdash Kadeshav. And therefore, the Hilchas Tumash Mikdash Kadeshav does not apply to a Kohen Gadol. They were already darshan before. So therefore, it does not say Mashiach, it does not say a Kohen Gadol here. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan, that the Maid Reb Lozer agrees, Shein may the Oshem should be the Giris Oshem Toli. That a Nosi does not have to bring an Oshem Toli on a Tumas Mikdash Kadeshev. As even the Reb Lozer says that a Nosi brings his Kob in Soyer, why? Because by a Kob in Kavua, it's a Soyer. So the Korban Elovier, also it's a Soyer. By Shenken, by Oshem Toli, here he agrees. By Noshem Toli, Yoni Chayev Noshem Toli, if by a Chat Kavua, if by a Korban Kavua, in other words, Noshem Toli we have before is only brought on a Korban, that when it's a Vadai, it's a Korban Kavua, and not on a Chet of a Korban Eil of Yerid. So, Chur, that's what we have before Poshin, but all the three Chatoyim, there's no Allah of Noshem Toli. But Chur, now you can clear according to Reb Lezer, that he says a Nosi brings a Korban Kavua, even by the chet of Tumas Mikdash Kadeshev, he has to bring a Korban Kavua. So maybe since he brings a Korban Kavua, he should also be chayv in the Noshem Toli. That if Yechon is saying no, that even though the Nosi has to bring his Soyer, but really it's not really called a Kavua. It's still really the chiv is a Korban El of Yerid. Just he has a chiv to bring his Soyer, but since the Iker, the Loch of Tumas Mikdash Kadeshev, is a Korban El of Yerid, therefore the Nosi is also Potter. In the case of a Noshem Toli, if he has a doubt, if he went to the Mikdash when he was Tomei or not. Now the Gemara says, not like this, that Toni, we learned, a Tona Kaimet Rosh Hashanah, a Tana learned in front of Rosh Hashanah, that Noshem Toli brought out Tumas Mikdash Yogodeshav. There is the case that somebody has a doubt whether he went into the base of Mikdash when he was Tomei, that he will have to bring a Korban Noshem Toli. And where is this? Omalei said to him, the Omalochamani, who do you go like? Like we learned before, the Mishnah says no, that by these three chatoim of the korban el of the yerid, since it's not a korban kavua, there's no chi of Oshem Toli. So do you go like that? You say yes, you have to bring an Oshem Toli. It must be Rabbi Lezi. It goes according to Rabbi Lezi. The yom that Rabbi Lezi holds, hoyel v'nyemma by korvas kiva kavua. Maisi nosi soyolei. That he holds since the melech, the nosi, when he does the chet of Tumas Mikdash Kadeshav, he has to bring a korban kavua, a korban soyer. So you hold that's called enough of a kavua to mechayiv you a korban eil of yerid noshem toli. Someone says, if so, I've Omer of Yechon just said no, that Moedi Rebbe Lezer agrees shein may be yoshem toli, that you do not bring a noshem toli. Sakash nechnami, this bright says like a sakash on Rebbe Yechonim. Rebbe Yechonim says that even according to Rebbe Lezer, that he holds that a nosi brings a korban kavua by Tumas Mikdash Kadeshav, still if the nosi would do it with a noshem toli, with a sofik, he would not have to bring a korban Oshem Toli, because still the Ika korban is still called an Eil of Yerid, it's not called a korban kavua. And here this Braisa that learned in front of Rosh Hashanah says not like that. Rashi says the Masnitz and the Doch the Matuknut like Echad. This Braisa is not like you and Echad. According to Reb Yechanan, this Braisa will not come out according to anybody. So here it's a little bit kasha on Reb Yechanan. Or Hadin Olecho Hayruah Klei Mashiach. I will stop here.
Holding daf Tesum Abayis by the Mishnah. Tesum Abayis, new parak Shlishi. Mishnah says, Koyin Moshiach Shechoto, V'yachakach Obim Mimshichosoi. A Koyin Godel did a chet, and after he did the chet, then he became a regular Koyin, is Obim Mimshichosoi. And V'chein Nosi, the same thing by a Melech, Shechoto, he did a chet, V'yachakach Obim Migdulosoi. And then he was removed. He's no more melech. So what's the halacha? We know a melech and a kohen gadol have a special korban. When the kohen gadol does a chet, he has to bring a par. When the nosi, the melech, does a chet, he has to bring a soyer. So that's only when they're a melech or a kohen gadol. What's the halacha? They did the chet when they were a melech or a kohen gadol, and then they were removed. So there's a difference. That Koyin Moshiach, a Koyin Godol, may be par. He brings his par. Since the Shas did the Chet, he was a Koyin Godol. Even though later, now when he brings the Korban, he's not, still he brings the par. The Anosi may be Sawyer. And Anosi also, the Melech also, since at the time when he did the Chet, he was a Melech, so his Korban is a Sawyer, he still brings it. What's going to be Moshiach Sha'ova Mimshichosoi V'yach HaKachoto? Let's say a Kohen Gadol, after he was removed, then he first did the Chet. Now, what type of a Korban does he bring? V'chein HaNosi, the same thing by a Melech. Sha'ova Migdulosoi, that he was removed from being a king. V'yach HaKachoto, and of course afterwards he does the Chet. So Loch is like this. Kohen Moshiach may be par. A Kohen Gadol is always considered a Kohen Gadol. Even after he's removed, still he brings the korban of a Kohen Gadol. But v'hanosik hedyit, the melech, no, the melech is like a regular person now, since he did the chet after he was removed, so he has luck like a regular yochid. So he has a choice to bring either a kisva or a sira, either a goat or a lamb.
Female.
Female, right. So the difference between a melech and a Kohen Gadol is only when they're ovar mimshichosoi, after they were removed, then they did the chet. So see in the Gemara. Hash to Yeshloim, now that you tell me of Mimshichosoi, that when a Kohen Gadol was already removed,